Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Okay, so let me see. Who is new on my left? Are we new? Tell us, first time, tell us your name and how you got to know about this group.
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Ah, okay. Welcome. Okay, let me see. Hello. Good to see you all here. Shy. Small kids are very cute. When they are shy, they stick out their tongue. Okay, on my right, let me see. Anyone who is new here today? Ah, yes. Come, tell them your name and how you got to know this group.
Hi, my name is Johnson. I joined my wife and daughter.
Very good. Welcome. Okay. Anybody else that I miss out? Everybody's here. So welcome to SGC, where we have where we have short puja, short meditation, and Dhamma talk. That is sometimes short, sometimes not so short. Okay, so what is today's topic? Titles and something. What is the topic for today? Do you all know the topic? Yes, very good. Today's topic is the Buddhist titles and their significance. And again, we are currently having a series where you all get to vote. Got to choose the topic that you want. Oh, this from this morning. There's a story behind this cow. This is the analogy that the Buddha gave. Maybe I shouldn't draw it this way. Maybe I should draw the cow this way. You know? The cow with the leg. Look like a horse. So anyway, this one is an analogy about the horse, not the horse, about the bull tied to the pole on the ground. Yeah, it's an analogy for meditation. Maybe if we have a chance, I will share the story with you. So today's topic. Buddhist titles and significance. What is today's date? 6th of October. So again, I will have to ask who is the one who posted this? Okay, finally. For the past few weeks, the person who posed the title never turned up. So today, the person actually turned up. Very good. Yeah. So there will be, I think, have we posted the link for the next month?
Yes.
Posted. Yeah. So you all can go onto the link, yeah, on Telegram. If you're not on Telegram, after class, look for the lady in white. The girl in white. add you into Telegram. Then you can post the topic you are keen to learn about. And if you go in and you find other topics that you are interested, you can vote on it also. So those votes that is most popular will go up, and then we will use those topics. So today's topic, Buddhist titles and significance, posted by Marcel. Yeah. So I presume you're talking about titles in terms of like the honorifics we use for the let's say the Buddhist teachers, the monks and nuns. So what are the Buddhist titles used commonly? Maybe we start off with what you all commonly use. Yeah? Huh? Huh?
Venerable.
Venerable? No, venerable. I'm not venerable. Yeah. I'm yeah. So So in the Buddhist tradition, in English, this is the most common term that is used. Yeah. But strictly speaking, in a way, when we use this term, for those outside of Buddhism, sometimes they find it a bit strange, you know. There was once at an interfaith dialogue, then someone from another religion, he appeared a bit perplexed. Yeah, he's not being disrespectful, but he was a bit curious. He said, "Why are you all called venerables? You're not very old, what?" Because the term venerable usually refers to someone who is venerable. That means quite elderly. Usually has that connotation. Yeah. So when he looked at me, he's like, "You are quite young, what? Why are you called a venerable?" Yeah. So in Buddhism, so usually this term has connotations regarding age. Okay? But in Buddhism, so this is the common usage. Yeah. So when you see a very elderly person, you can refer to him or her as a venerable old lady, a venerable young old man, something like that. Yeah. But in Buddhism, we usually use this to refer to monks and nuns. Yeah. Nothing to do with the age, not a physical age anyway. in Buddhism, physical age doesn't matter so much. So we consider a different kind of age, which is the number of years this person has been a disciple of the Buddha. We go by that number of years. In Chinese, we call it 生辣 or 戒辣. Basically, the number of years this person has been ordained, yeah, or the number of years this person has been a monk. Oh. Are you familiar with this? With some of these concepts? No? I see a lot of blank look. Like, are we talking about Buddhism here? Yeah, in Singapore, oftentimes, unless you are in the Sangha or unless you are serving in the temple as a kapiya, yeah, as a close attendant to the monk or nun, otherwise some of these concepts are usually, not that we hide it from you, but is for the most part irrelevant to you all. Yeah? For example, in Chinese, in the Chinese tradition, in Singapore, when you all see monks and nuns, what do you all call us? You call us 师父, right? Yeah. So you call all of us 师父. How do you write 师父? Yeah, this is the correct way to write. There's another 父. I don't know whether I can write it correctly. This is another 师父 的 父. Yeah. Looks very similar to 传, but below is not closed. Yeah. So this is also Shifu. This is also Shifu. What is the difference? There's some significance here. So, huh? Ah, yeah. Yes. So, A and B, yeah? Mm. So, in Buddhism, when we refer to your teacher, your master, you use A. Okay? When do you use B? When you take a taxi in China. In China, also called Sifu. But that Sifu is B, not A. Okay? The meaning of the second Sifu, this B, is something like a specialist. A specialist, an expert, yeah, in a certain field. So sometimes you go to some restaurant, they will say, "Zijia Sifu." Yeah, the chef. The chef is basically a sifu in terms of cooking. Yeah? Understand? So sometimes some students will write sifu using the B. Usually we don't use B. Yeah, we usually use A. What is the connotation? A is actually, the meaning is teacher, master. Here, master, not master, slave, master. But master, disciple, master. Okay? Yeah. In the Sutta, in the Buddha's time, the Buddha highlighted the roles of a master and the role of a disciple. And he said, monks, those who are preceptors, those who are the teacher, the acharya, they should look upon your disciple just as a father look upon the son. Disciples, you should look upon your teacher as a son look upon the father. Yeah, so the relationship is very, very intimate, very close. Yeah. So it is a mutual kind of relationship where the teacher must care for the disciple as though the disciple is your own son, you know. In a way, this is true traditionally in other cultures also, including Chinese culture, yeah, where in the past, you learn a skill, you learn a trade from a teacher, from a master, as an apprentice. Yeah, in the past, when you learn something, you learn as an apprentice. And that teacher will take care of your lodging, your food, and if those movies and novels is anything to go by, yeah, they even help you get married. But of course, if you take me as teacher, I will not help you get married. I will help you get ordained. Yeah. So, but having said that, this is just one way of referring to monks and nuns. Yeah. Another way to refer to monks and nuns is Fa Shi. Yeah, Fa Shi. So, so Fa Shi is different. So Fa Shi, what does it mean? So when we say Fa Shi, right, then this is, we can say one meaning is, a common interpretation of this word today is, he's a Dharma teacher. But if we go by the sutra, the commentaries, Fa Shi, Yi Fa Wei Shi. So someone who abides by the Dharma, with the Dharma as the guide, as the refuge, as the teacher. Chen Wei Fa Shi. In a way, these two meanings don't contradict each other. So, in some other countries, in some other places, then the lay disciple, the lay people, in general, when they see monks and nuns, they will refer to them as 法师, Momo 法师, because that's the general term for monks and nuns in the Chinese Mahayana tradition. And then if, let's say, there's a particular monk or nun that you learn from, in particular, if you receive the five precepts, or if you are attending regular classes under this monk or nun, then you may call, address that venerable as 师父. Or you have directly taken up mentorship under this master. You 拜师的, that means you formally request to be the disciple, and then 沾茶碗, you know, the traditional Chinese 沾茶碗 type. Then we say, okay, this is your direct teacher, your direct disciple, you are the direct disciple, then you can call the person 师父. But in Singapore, it's loosely used.